The living room. It's just one room in the house, but it holds so many great moments. From family get-togethers, to Bible studies, to laughs with friends, to Friday night movies, to sitting and relaxing while decompressing from the day. It's the room where all who enter feel they can put their feet on the coffee table and instantly relax. I have a sort of top 10 list of amazing living rooms I've had the pleasure of relaxing in over the years. The list starts when I was young and includes my grandparents' gorgeous sunroom where I would sit and catch them up on all my teen angst. They were always so attentive, so I'd station myself there among the couch pillows and keep talking because it meant so much that they were invested in something that, looking back, must have seemed so silly. On to my later years, the living rooms of my friends became mini havens where I could spill the latest news, celebrate accomplishments, mourn losses, hug, laugh, cry, and just be. These favorite living rooms didn't leave an impression because they were beautifully decorated, although they all were in their own ways. They were my favorite because of the cozy welcome they each offered. They were real. They were approachable. They beckoned me to come take a seat and stay a while. That's the bliss of a cozy living room. It invites us all to linger because here you are among friends. Number 14, take a seat. Creating an inviting seating arrangement in the living room is the number one priority when thinking about creating a cozy space for all your friends and family to congregate. A good furniture layout can make all the difference in the world. In fact, changing the seating arrangement in your living room can instantly take it from cold and sterile to warm and inviting. Of course, living rooms are different sizes and shapes and serve different needs, so I can't address all of them, but here are some quick tips to get you started on creating the coziest space possible in your home. Find the focal point. Before arranging your living area, come up with a focal point by deciding what the purpose of the room is. Is it to entertain? To enjoy a view of the yard while sipping morning coffee? To watch old movies with the family? All the above? Maybe you just want to create a seating area to gather together your loved ones and chat without too many distractions. Knowing the purpose of the living room can help you find its focal point. A television, a fireplace, a beautiful large window, and know which way to face your furniture. If you can't find a focal point, create one. Hang some beautiful artwork, add a large bookcase, or add a beautiful buffet piece to use as an entertainment center. When you find or create your focal point, arrange your furniture around that, and you should be well on your way to having a cozy living room. Get off the wall. The number one way you can create an intimate seating arrangement is by getting the furniture off the walls and bringing it in to create a cozy setting where everyone can chat and hang out without straining to hear or see each other. Of course, every room is different, but once you determine your focal point, bring that furniture in closer to the focal point to amp the cozy factor up. Use the rug. Cozy rugs add a soft texture to a room and sometimes bring more color or interest to a space as well, but make your rugs work harder. I love using rugs to anchor and define spaces in a room. They can truly make a living room have the best seating arrangement it can by bringing the space.